All right, Andrew Gribble here at the NFL Combine with ESPN's John Clayton. John, what would you say is the buzz surrounding the Cleveland Browns right now that you've been here?
Just trying to figure out what huge action might suggest to Sashi Brown at the quarterback position, because it now emerges there might be three options and not two. I don't know where Hugh stands on Colin Kaepernick. I know 5 years ago where he stood on him, because I know he wanted to see about getting Colin Kaepernick. That may have changed, you know, seeing the changes in Colin Kaepernick. You know, not is there a trade value or not trade value? Is he cut? Is he not cut? I don't know where he stands on that. And clearly we got to see where he stands as far as Jared Goff and where he stands on Carson Wentz. And it's like, you know, you see a little bit of a curveball right now when you see Goff with the 9-inch hands, which are considered to be pretty small. You wonder about a small college guy, because the one thing is, you know, Hugh has to suggest something that's going to work for him, the team, the franchise, because it's important. I mean, it's a quarterback-driven league, and they have the best options to get the best quarterbacks. Which one they take, we're all trying to figure out.
Do teams kind of hesitate to want to get a quarterback on a second run? Are they more drawn to rookie quarterbacks in this kind of circumstances?
Yeah, I think in some ways they are, you know, because, you know, there's still cap consequences. Now, you know, if Kaepernick's cut, you know, what is his value going to be? I mean, he's not going to get $19 million a year like he did in San Francisco. If you trade it, I mean, $11.9 million isn't that bad, but what are you going to give up? Because remember, I mean, you can get a quarterback, but by getting a quarterback in those first 4 years, you buy cap room that you can use to build up other positions in free agency. You know, you look at the build up of Seattle. I mean, Seattle was able to do so many more things because they had Russell Wilson there for the first 3 years making third round money. First round money is a little bit more, but it's still not significant. You're talking $5-some million, so that's not bad. But you want to have that quarter. You want to build around the quarterback. And if you give up too much and have too much cap room in the quarterback, that sacrifices the other positions.
And what do you expect from the Browns once that new league year starts on March 9th?
I would have to think that, you know, they've got to be looking on defense, because I think the key now is to get younger, get faster on defense. You know, over the last couple of years, they've been aggressive in free agency, but they've gotten older. And so because of that, and, you know, now there's holes now in the defensive line. There's, you know, potential holes in the linebacking core. You know, it didn't work out for Justin Gilbert so far at the cornerback position. There's a lot of holes on defense, and probably, you know, you might – Everybody wants to talk offense. I mean, I would imagine they'll get Mohamed Sanu and get him at wide receiver. They'll get bigger at wide receiver. But most of the work has to be done on defense. And that's where it may take a couple years.